Good morning, everyone. Welcome on this special Palm Sunday. Before we begin and go in, I just wanted to mention that we are going to be doing communion today in a little bit differently. We invite you to just bring a piece of bread and a beverage of your choice, and when the time comes after the message, we'll celebrate together, okay? So if you need to go get it now, and in the meantime, we're going to go in and begin in song. Well, I know the church looks a little different this Palm Sunday than usual. Seems a little bit empty, but know that it's not, because we are together in spirit. Carol Martin has kindly agreed to do our first reading, so let's hear God's word.
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him in the highest praise and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the knee of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
We have many prayers today during this very challenging time. Let's turn our hearts and minds to God. Dearest Lord, we come to you first of all confessing that we're not that different from those people of long ago. We too celebrate you one day and then betray you and ourselves the next. Forgive us our failure to follow you as we should, and help us to know you, love you, and follow you with the same devotion you show to us. Dearest Lord, we have so many people that we care for and are concerned for. We pray for those who are sick and suffering, for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, for medical personnel and others who work to help and heal, for those who are worried about their livelihood, threatened by business closures, for families learning to live, work, and learn together in close quarters, those who are not safe in their homes, those who are struggling with isolation and loneliness or addiction, those separated from loved ones because of travel and immigration restrictions, churches seeking to discern new and faithful forms of ministry and wisdom for our leaders as they seek to respond to this crisis. Lord, give us wisdom in all that we do. Lord, we also offer our deepest gratitude for those who continue to share in so many ways, whether financially or in their various gifts of love. We pray, Lord, that in these challenging times especially, that you would continue to provide for all those in need, and that you would give us ways to share and help and provide. We thank you for your generosity and faithfulness, and pray that you would help us to be generous and faithful as well. Lord, may we be those who share your love, that your kingdom might come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. Hear God's word. When they neared Jerusalem, having arrived at Bethphage on Mount Olives, Jesus sent two disciples with these instructions. Go over to the village across from you. You'll find a donkey tethered there, her colt with her. Untie her and bring them to me. And if anyone asks you what you're doing, just say, the master needs them. He will send them with you. This full story of what was sketched earlier by the prophet, tell Zion's daughter, look, your king's on his way, poised and ready, mounted on a donkey, on a colt, foal of a pack animal. The disciples went and did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They led the donkey and colt out, laid some of their clothes on them, and Jesus mounted. Nearly all the people in the crowd threw their garments down on the road, giving him a royal welcome. Others cut branches from the trees and threw them down as a welcome mat. Crowds went ahead and crowds followed, all of them calling out, Hosanna to David's son! Blessed is he who comes in God's name! Hosanna in the highest! And as he made his entrance into Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken. Unnerved, people were asking, what's going on here? Who is this? And the crowd answered, this is the prophet Jesus, the one from Nazareth in Galilee. May God give us understanding of his holy word, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Roger Griffith has a very different take on this story of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, a kind of surprising one, but I wanted to share it with you. He said, it was a Palm Sunday and Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. He was riding on a blazing white stallion and kicking up a cloud of dust as he rode along. He was looking for trouble, and the people that he passed on his way were in awe of such a beautiful animal. But they were even more awestruck by the man who was riding it. And as Jesus passed, you could hear the people say, who was that masked man? There were bad guys on the loose, and Jesus had a job to do. And as he rode into Jerusalem, he quickly sized up the situation and formed a plan to capture the ringleader of the troublemakers. His name was Diablo, or Satan. Well, there was a short scuffle, and Jesus won handily over Diablo. He hogtied the devil and he threw him into jail. Now, as a large crowd of people gathered to see what the commotion was all about, Jesus mounted his horse and he pulled on the reins. The stallion stood on its hind legs and neighed loudly, and then he pawed the air with his front legs. And when it stood as tall as it could, Jesus leaned forward in the saddle and holding the reins with one hand while lifting his hat in the air with the other, he shouted with a loud voice. As Jesus rode off into the sunset, you could hear the William Tell overture in the background. Roger ends by saying, well, isn't that how you would have done it if you were Jesus? It's how I would. Okay. Definitely a different version. Sounds like one of those old cowboy stories or movies we grew up with, right? I confess, I got a good laugh out of it when I read it. But it also got me thinking, and I think that Roger captures well one of the biggest obstacles in our faith. You see, there's how we human beings would do things, and then there's how God does things. And they are typically very, very different, aren't they? And then when God doesn't do things our way, when he doesn't answer our prayers the way that we think we should, they should be answered, when he does things that we don't understand, things can get a little ugly. As David Leininger notes, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil. Turmoil. There's tension, there's danger, and the Greek word means, you know, to rock to and fro or to agitate, to quake or shake. And contrary to the parade and party atmosphere that we often associate with Jesus entering into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, this is the more descriptive. The holy city was a heated cauldron about to boil over. Governor Pilate was preoccupied with political intrigues of faraway Rome. The puppet King Herod was viewed as a clown. The people were restive. They were ready for someone to lead a revolution. And into these seething streets rides Jesus of Nazareth. He's mounted on a donkey. But it's the beast that the prophet Zechariah of old predicted would bear the Messiah. And the people are shouting, "Hosanna, save us," the traditional cry of the Jewish people to their king. There's turmoil. There's tension. There's danger. There's cries by the people, "Save us." And there Jesus was, willing and ready to lay down his life to save them. But he wasn't the savior they expected. They weren't looking for some humble guy on a donkey. They wanted the hero of their imagination who would come in with easy answers and no demands. Think about that for a second. A savior that comes in with easy answers and no demands. That sounds about right, right? Wouldn't we kind of like the same thing if we could swing it? But life isn't exactly like that, is it? In our own experience, even in better times, we know that there continue to be challenges. And we pray those prayers asking for quick and easy solutions. Fix it now, God. But it doesn't work that way. And it's not going to. The timing of Palm Sunday right now somehow seems appropriate with all that we're going through. A reminder that every generation throughout the ages has gone through their challenges, their time of lifting screams of, "Lord, save us." We're in that place right now, aren't we? Lord, save us. And our preference is that it be done quickly, it be done easily, and that we can just get back to the way life was. The people then were looking for things to change. And they had in mind a pretty clear path of how they wanted it to go. But Jesus was not there. He was not there to simply appease them. He was not there to give them what they thought they wanted. He was there to give what we all truly need. And the reality is that we don't understand what we really need. But God does. This is a time when we would love for someone to ride in on horseback and save the day. We don't know what God's plan is in this. It makes us uncomfortable, especially when we remember what his disciples went through. Their lives were not easy either by any means. And that's one of the things that can make it so hard to follow. We ask ourselves, do I want that? Can I trust that? But God knows us, and He knows what we really need. He's not here with easy answers, but He's here with right answers. As we move through Holy Week this week, my prayer is that you'll see it as an opportunity to deepen your faith in a very real way. And my prayer is that it won't end with this week. My prayer is that even during this challenging time, when we're stressed, when we're worried, when we're in pain, that God will come alive to us in new ways. My prayer is that we will choose to be His disciples in an even bigger way. Let us pray. Dearest Lord, there is so much that we don't understand. We love easy answers, but we know that You are not a God of easy answers. We know that even now You are shaping us, that You are pruning us, that You are preparing us. And I pray that we will choose You and that we will be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. My friends, let us pray our communion prayer. Almighty God, You have set a table before us and called us to feast with You. Prepare us in mind and spirit to minister in Your name and to honor Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When our risen Lord was at table with His disciples, He took the bread and blessed and broke it and He gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened and they recognized Him. This is the Lord's table, and our Savior invites those who trust Him to share the feast which He prepared. The Lord Jesus, on the night that He was betrayed, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, He broke it, and He gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is My body given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." And in the same way, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in My blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of Me." Let's now take the cup and the bread. And let us pray. Almighty God, Your Son came to us humbly on a donkey's back, and now He sits exalted by Your right hand. As we enter into Holy Week contemplating His path of suffering, help us to become loyal and steadfast disciples, that we may always hear His word, follow His teachings, and live in His Spirit. Prepare our hearts for that day when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that He is Lord and King, to Your eternal glory, Lord. Amen. My friends, these are not easy times, but you are not alone. The Lord will never abandon you. He will never forsake you. And we are family. So now, may you go in His peace, in His love, in His strength. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, amen, and God bless you. Thanks so much for joining us today, my friends. We will be having another service, 7 p.m. on Maundy Thursday. And of course, on Easter Sunday, we hope you'll be able to join us. We also will be keeping you so much in our prayers, and if there are prayers that you wish to share with me, feel free to reach out. Know that God is with us. May you be blessed.